This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that likes to work the grill. As soon as he walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chandler, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Outer 3 here on a Monday afternoon here on Danny and Dusty. Luke Anderson in for Dusty Hera. Hopefully Dusty is cramping and struggling because he wanted to heckle me about my golf game and it went bad anyway. So I wish nothing but bad things for him for at least 24 hours.
It's not a very nice thing to do.
You know, he's the brand man now. He's not the fan man.
There you go.
Are you new here, Luke?
Yeah, come on now.
Oh, no, I'm here for it.
Petty grievances. We are all about them.
I'm seeing if I can fuel the fire, and I figure encouraging him directly is probably not the way to do it. So if I try to discourage him, I'll actually get him to go the other way. You've met Danny.
Yes.
Yeah. I think direct reinforcement of your 100%. Behavior, I think you go the opposite way. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's been fair. Pretty fair.
Have you been here, Mr. Rust?
I did send Dusty a text that I can't share on the radio because of FCC guidelines, but I hope he's doing well, but not well enough.
There you go.
Whether listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 and the Fan, or twitch.tv/1080 and the Fan. We appreciate you. Love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. I like this. We're going to talk about football, but I want to talk more basketball because there's just so much that came out of this weekend and kind of the shaping of it. And we started talking about the Denver Nuggets and kind of what they have to go forward. We talked about this with the Boston Celtics and the injury to Jason Tatum and how devastating that's going to be for them and how prohibitive things are going to be for them going into the new CBA era, because the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets are the preeminent teams, not only in the NBA with how they were shaped, but they were two teams that spent an ungodly amount of money going into the new CBA. And I've heard there is some woe is me among both ownerships and front offices, of which one of those front offices in Denver was removed in Calvin Booth. Yeah. But, you know, we didn't know any better going into the CBA. Because folks had an idea of what the new CBA was going to be a couple years ago, but not necessarily all of the implications, what the first apron, second apron, and how everything was going to be affected. But the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets both were able to reap titles out of it.
Yep.
That did happen. And so they can at least say they did that. But you look at their books kind of going forward as it pertains to the Denver Nuggets, they signed Michael Porter Jr. to a contract that was... Had he been on any other team, he probably would have signed the same contract, because when a guy who is 6'10", shoots 40% from three, 18 points, 8 rebounds, like when that guy comes up for a contract, you just pay him.
Well, and there's always the best players and there's the best available players. Mm-hmm. And free agency in every sport is going to draw a higher number because the have-nots are trying to become the haves. And if you get a piece of a championship team and a guy that can go out and do that, so I don't even begrudge them, but the amount that you get extra for going into free agency is almost always worth it. So if you're one of those teams that has those pieces, you have to take one of those flyers, and sometimes you outbid yourself.
And the old CBA was like, you just pay guys. That was the gist of it all.
He's on your team. You have to pay him, or you'll never get the equal value.
Exactly. Yep. You could consider trading him, and this is where you talk about the interpersonal stuff as it pertains to roster construction. And these are the unique things that impact any and every team, because you have different competing interests and personal ideas and values and all these things that kind of go into it. And if you want to tie it locally, Neil O'Shea did overvalue what C.J. McCollum was, because C.J. McCollum was a guy that he drafted. He's one of his guys. And that's not a uniquely like a Neil thing. Yes, I love to bash Neil because I don't like him as a human being or as a general manager.
Well, he did the same thing with Myers Leonard for a bit, Zach Collins for a bit.
It's but not unique.
C.J. is
it's,
the most. Yeah,
but absolutely. It's also not unique to him.
Yep.
And Michael Porter Jr. was a guy that they drafted. He went to Missouri, which the Kroenkes both went to Missouri. Yep. They have huge ties to the University of Missouri.
And he helped them win a championship.
And he helped them win a championship. And when you have that level of equity and that belief and the other interpersonal stuff, that all feeds into that stuff. And so if you look at the Denver Nuggets right now, they have, which is, this is actually an insane deal. Nikola Jokic is only, air quotes, making $55 million next year. He's arguably the best player on the planet. For me, for my money, he's the best player on the planet.
Sure.
You have Jamal Murray, who's starting his new deal, who's going to make $46 million. Okay, so that is $100 million between Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic already. You have $38 million going to Michael Porter Jr., and you've got $23 million going to Aaron Gordon. You have $160 million tied up in those four players, and you don't know what Michael Porter Jr.'s shouldered. Is he going to have surgery to reconstruct the labrum, whatever else he's got going on there?
How's hope he keeps wearing that giant padding that he had. He didn't have it on for Game 7, which was
it was a little weird. I'm sure it's probably pretty prohibitive. That thing's probably cutting off blood flow at some point in time.
It makes a shot wearing that thing. I'm just like, all right, looking good.
But you take a look at this, and Jeff, do we have the audio from Nikola Jokic? This is Nikola Jokic at the postgame press conference talking about their exit interview, kind of what the Nuggets need going forward.
We definitely need I think we played so long for such a way, and you know it's hard for the guys to step up and especially against two really good teams, Clippers and OKC. You know, and we cannot ask for somebody who didn't play maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 games to jump in and like be good and like expect him to be good, you know. But like Julian step up, he was good, you know. Peyton, he was in a rotation, but you know he had some good minutes too. So definitely seems like the teams that has a longer rotation, the longer bench, it's the one who are winning. Indiana was the name, OKC, so. Minnesota.
And what he's talking about there is depth.
Yeah.
And that is, even when the Nuggets are fully healthy, though, they just did not have the depth. That's ultimately why Calvin Booth lost his job.
But there's the other question, too, because Mike Malone lost his job as well. There are guys, and he said it too, and I don't think it was the main point of what he was saying, but if you only play those guys 20 games during the year and then expect them to do that, there has to be games midway through the season where you hand it over to the second unit and let them play and get some experience. The challenge is they were so bad on defense and they were so up and down, even when their starting five was in, they had to win every game that they could so that they could get in as the four seed, because that team is not built to go the long way home through the play-in game.
No home court.
That.
No,
yeah,
bad matchups.
Exactly.
And everything else goes along with that.
And you could see even, you know, in the opening round series where it ends up going seven, you need to go and have, you know, every advantage that you can get. But then you make these trade-offs. If you don't trust your guys early, you can't trust them late, and you put yourselves in these bad spots. How good are the five youngest guys on the roster for the Nuggets? I have genuinely no idea. Like, who's the next guy to step up? I mean, there was times where, you know, the Warriors are playing, and I'm like, who are these guys?
And to that point, like, you know, you talk about the Warriors and the Warriors fans and being so frustrated with Steve Kerr for not playing Jonathan Kuminga. It's like, this is why I always sit there as it pertains to coaching and the differences between the NBA and the NFL. In the NFL, you're much more hands-on. It's much more intrinsic. There's much more detail and things you can do.
You're calling every play
and
on both sides
so
of the
much,
ball.
Like, individual matchups and how, like, in the NBA, it's so much of it is trust. And for me, the number one coach of an number one job of an NBA coach is who plays and when. That is that is their biggest impact. And you could talk about game management, all kind of stuff, but it's who plays and when. That is the single biggest, like, coaching effect that you can have on a game night in, night out.
Ironically, the head coach that just got extended here in Portland has not had a moment that really mattered who he played in the last however many years. So I'm very curious. I don't know how much you know about what Chauncey's game plan is in a game that really matters. That's the biggest thing about the coaching experiment that has been Chauncey Billups is they've never wanted to win at the end of the year. Even this year, you flip it on.
Even
when there's
outside
Bannon
the wins.
And, yeah. Well, yeah, because getting in the play-in wasn't going to do them a whole lot. And you look at the stat line, you go, Denny Avdija, 34 points tonight, and Shaden's got 30, and let's see what's going on. You tune it in, there's 4 minutes left, and neither of them are on the court.
But to that point of, like, when you talk about fan bases and, like, oh, why isn't Shaden playing? Why is this, like, even Chauncey?
And I'm not saying that the good or bad. I think that's probably the right decision.
Well, no.
So that's the funny part of it.
To my point, though, is like when you're talking about like coaches, this is not a Chauncey Billups thing. This is not a Mike Malone thing. This is not a Steve Kerr thing. This is coaching. This is Tom Thibodeau. Like every coach in the NBA, they play who they trust.
Yes.
But you can say, well, you need to play them more to trust them more. It's like, no, it's professional basketball. You've either got to figure it out or the next guy up is going to get you.
Well, but I guess that's my point with what you're seeing with the Blazers at the end of the year was the only way to build trust is to play them. So when you have guys that are going out there and getting minutes, because you were at those games where Advia has this great stat line and is pulled at the end of the game because they didn't want to win those games.
Oh, sure.
There's no incentive.
That's a little bit
so I guess that's my whole point is you watch these games and you have these head-scratching moments. You don't want to win all those games. You don't want somebody to get a catastrophic injury at the end of the season. You don't
that's
want
not going to be impactful, sure.
So when and why they play, there's also the long story, the idea of playing Aaron Gordon. The reason that it drove me so crazy that Aaron Gordon is in there is what happens if you win?
Yeah.
If he ends up making
I think he said he was going to, the plan was for him, if they did win, is he would sit out basically until like game four of the next series. At which point I'm like, I don't even know if you're coming back. It's like, very much like Steph with a hamstring. You're like, I don't know if you can come back, dude.
But if you wanted to go to the championship series, you needed to figure out who else could go. All right, let's throw every other plan B that we've got out there and see if we can make it work. Cause if you put, you know, the ball in Christian Brown's hand more often, or if you pull somebody off the bench,
you lean more into Peyton Watson or Julian Strother.
Pick any one of those strategies. If that works, cool. You got a game plan for game one of the Western Conference Finals. If Aaron Gordon wins you that game and hobbles off like Willis Reed and does not play again in the championship series, cool. You have to start game one with a new game plan. Yeah. So it was kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
100%.
But that was one of the thoughts that kept going through my head. When he took the spill and just falls to the floor without any contact, I'm like, cool. What if this works, guys? Yeah. Then what's next? So that's where it becomes.
It's always about we'll deal with that later. That's kind of the situation. But that's the kind of the MO for the Nuggets right now is the later is here for them now, and they don't have a lot of clear paths because like I said, they have $160 million. That is dedicated to those four guys. The Russell Westbrook experience is the Russell Westbrook experience. Yep. You don't trust any. I mean, I don't think you trust Russ, but I mean, you don't trust Zeke Nagy, who got money that is probably a deal that you wouldn't. Not even probably. It's a deal that you wouldn't go back and do. Hunter Tyson's not a guy that you trust. Peyton Watson might be something. Jalen Pickett's too small to really be much. Julian Strother's going to make, and that's kind of the reason why you have Calvin Booth on the way out, is that much like the Golden State Warriors, when they were trying to backfill with younger guys on their roster, they just couldn't seem to find those guys.
Well, and I guess the point that I was, yes, that's a reason the GM was out, but you have to remember that they got rid of both the coach and the GM at the same time. Mm-hmm. So if Booth comes in,
because both those guys were so, they hated each other.
Well, exactly. But then you go, all right, well, I'm bringing in these guys and here's how I see you using them. And your coach turns around and goes, I'm not doing that. Get me better players. Do this. Then you don't play the guys that he brings in. How good was their depth? I never saw their depth. Mm. I mean, how many games do you recall the second unit of the Nuggets doing anything?
Well, no, they didn't. Bad. That was the problem, is that when they
did
play
them. Certainly in the playoffs, they
didn't. Well, even during the regular season. Yep. Like, that was the story of this season was the on-off splits when Nikola Jokic was off the floor.
For sure.
Like, that's, and again, DeAndre Jordan, not as great a dude as he is and as much as beloved as he is in the NBA by his teammates and organizations. They just didn't. They weren't able to backfill around him, and that's going to be kind of the story of the NBA, which kind of leads to where we're going next. The four teams that are in the conference finals: the Minnesota Timberwolves, Oklahoma City Thunder, the Indiana Pacers, and New York Knicks. There's an interesting trend that's coming out among those teams in how not only they game plan, but how opponents game plan against them, and how they pivoted out of that to get themselves to the conference finals. And is this becoming kind of the hallmark for what we will see in this CBA? We'll get that next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, it's nothing new to see a guard-driven offense be successful in the NBA. We saw it for long periods of time. What you're seeing right now is you have four guard-centric offenses, although very different, in the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards, the Oklahoma City Thunder and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton, and the New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson. The thing that those two teams in the East have to overcome is some potential defensive deficiencies and how teams have – look, the playoff basketball, we talk about the physicality, but it also gets ratcheted up on the matchup standpoint. And this was highlighted early in the first round when Darius Garland said the quiet part out loud about Tyler Hero. And what was the defensive game plan? It was find Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
And typically you don't say it quite that straight and that publicly, but you can look at the data and everything that kind of came out through all of this.
Well, but, sorry, before we go far down the Tyler Hero road, that was the most lopsided series victory we'd ever seen. Mm. So they literally did nothing wrong in that. And if they had a different game plan, what, did they only win by 80 in the whole series? Yeah. I mean, they won by 122.
I mean, they absolutely destroyed
it. It was such a mismatch. I mean, the fact that the Heat were there had a lot to do with, you know, things that, you know, happened in the East. The bottom half of the Eastern Conference, or the middle of the Eastern Conference, was a bunch of teams floating around or below 500, and you have the, you know, historic run, what, 3 15-game-plus win streaks mm-hmm. that the Cavs had. That game, that series, regardless of what happened, wasn't going to go their way, and the Heat just were outmatched. I mean, right?
Yes, okay. But it was also, it was very targeted.
Yep.
There is some data, again, from Todd Whitehead, Crumpled Jumper, I wanted to dive into here because I think this data is actually pretty telling and as far as difference between 82-game regular season basketball and 16-game playoff basketball. When you're talking about what you need to win, you need to win
16 wins.
16 wins is how you get to an NBA title. And this chart shows the different matchups throughout the playoffs in isolation, the percentage of times they put them in isolation as the pick-and-roll defender and get them either via switch or straight isolation. And Tyler Hero had the biggest change negatively when you're talking about regular season versus playoff basketball. In the regular season, he was 17% of the time he was defending in isolation. In the playoffs, it was a 37%. It's a 20% increase. Now, and this is not a bash Tyler Hero segment. Like, it's just when you have a weak spot, that's what you're going to go for. Tyler Hero had an incredible season. Yeah, he laid an egg in the last game of the regular season, 4 points, 1-10, blah, 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 all those kind of things. But what's interesting is right behind him on this list is the same team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, did almost the exact same thing against Tyrese Halliburton. He saw a 19% increase, going from 18% to 37%.
When you pick, you're picking not just somebody that you think is a weak defender, you're picking somebody that is an offensive impact player so you can wear them out.
Too. The offensive there's burden,
two, there's
yes.
two different strategies there with that, but Tyrese Haliburton doesn't have to score to impact the game in a major way. Tyler Hero kind of does.
He's their offensive engine for both a playmaking and a shot creation standpoint, where Haliburton can kind of toggle on and off because they have Pascal Siakam, and somehow Ryan Nemhard turns into an absolute freak.
He was really good last year, too, and nobody knew who he was.
Playoff performance out of nowhere.
Yep.
Just out of nowhere.
Exactly.
He was pretty good. And, it's one of those guys that I've said that I missed probably most on my draft evaluation. I thought he'd be a fringe NBA player. Yeah. And he has been so important. In the same vein as Aaron Nesmith.
But the other thing that you have brought up multiple times during today's conversations is fit.
Yeah.
You know, you put him on any team, it may not work.
But
you put him
on.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's so many guys in professional sports just in general, that if you get the right team around them and you get the absolute best out of them, and we just discredit that so often. And part of the reason why free agency is always so fun to look at is you have these guys that get overvalued. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it with Michael Porter Jr. and like what the Nuggets have to do. When you're in that building, you know how valuable they are in some capacity. But
what
could you upgrade for less and
get
the
trade
off
look like? And what is how much more important is depth?
And that's why we fall in love with our CJ McCollums, and we fall in love with all of the different things
because of all the other deficiencies. And it's very interesting when you go down the list. It starts with Tyler Hero, Tyrese Haliburton. Number three on the list is Jalen Brunson, then Jamal Murray, then Jalen Brunson again against the Celtics. So it happened in the first round with the Pistons. Luka Doncic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Jalen Green, Damian Lillard, Paolo Banchero, James Harden. Those are the guys that had the biggest increases overall. Those are the star players, quote unquote, being hunted.
Yep.
As it pertains to bigs, Al Horford saw an 18% change. Jared Allen saw a 15% change. Rudy Gobert saw a 9% change. And then you see teams that got knocked out here in teams trying to find a fit.
Yeah.
Where Tobias Harris moved to the five, Rui Hachimura moved to the five, and Giannis moved to the five.
Do you have it there? If you don't, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I know you're looking through other data sets, but if you were to guess, or if it's there, how much increase is there in isolation basketball in the playoffs? Because that's got to be part of the factor.
It does increase because you're playing much more half court unless you're the Oklahoma City Thunder because your ability to score in transition or in secondary breaks is basically second to no one.
Yeah. Well, and the last night's game or yesterday's
it's going to bump
game.
It up a little bit when you go 37-7.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But it's very interesting. Where you saw the increases, I like how Todd categorized this, where you saw some increases in some good defenders is Derek White and SGA.
Yeah.
Now, they were tested, and he has them in the nobody else to try. Because you look at the Celtics like, are you going to attack Drew Holiday in isolation? No, that's dumb. And Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, you can attack them in isolation? No. And who can attack, you know, how many bigs can actually attack Kristaps Porzingis or Al Horford or Luke Kornet? Like, there's just not many bigs, particularly in the East, that can put the ball down and impact those guys. So you're like, I guess we'll try Derek White and I guess we'll try SGA.
Doesn't Derek White look like a guy you should be able to beat and nobody ever does?
No. And he's the guy, like, if you're
but if you're looking at, if you line him up, because you just said that, you line up Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, and there's Derek White.
Yeah, you're like,
who are you going at?
Yeah, you're going to go with the 6'10 wing. You're going to go after maybe the best perimeter defender that, you know, of the last generation, Drew Holiday.
Yep.
You're like, I guess we'll go with Derek White. And Derek White's like, yeah, good. Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, but it becomes very interesting in this in the way we're talking about building teams. And we've alluded to this earlier in the show. And to kind of bring this back to the Trailblazers of like, one thing you're noticing with the Trailblazers and how they're trying to build out their team, and this, I think you could say the same is true for the Houston Rockets and the same is true for the Detroit Pistons, is they're trying to find ways to eliminate these possibilities by being big, being deep, having ability to offset this. Now, those teams, the one thing that Detroit has is they have the star, which, you know. But
Cade Cunningham, for real.
But you look at these other teams. The Pacers went out and got Tyrese Haliburton and ended up being their star. Now, he was the 11th pick in the draft. He wasn't a guy that was, you know, came out of nowhere. But if I told you that he was going to be a 20-10-4 guy who shot nearly 50-40-90 in his career in Indiana, you would think I'm crazy.
But even when he came out and started doing that, people didn't believe it. That's the other thing.
Even this year, he was voted the most overrated player in the Athletic poll.
Yeah, so you You have all of these different elements that you have to figure out how to make them work together and knowing what that is. Tell me if I have this close to accurate, because I always quote it from memory. Blazers were the tallest team in the NBA and the second youngest.
Yes.
That seems like a pretty good building block. You're playing 10 guys on a pretty regular basis throughout the regular season, trying to figure out who is a rotational player, who has potential to be a star. I have no problem with what the Blazers did, except for we don't know who that star is. We're sitting back here. It might be Danny Advia, which is hilarious because there's this little Blazers text group that I was added to when I first started doing the Center and the Saints. So this is now 11, 12 years. I do not comment on this Blazers text chain. I use it as kind of a pulse check.
You just
kind of
scroll along.
I just glance over. Yeah. But immediately when Dalton Connect has one good game, shoots 37% getting passes from LeBron James.
Yeah, and Luka Doncic.
And this is before Luka, but like the first one where he gets 37 points, just shooting threes, and everybody immediately, because this was 2 months into the season.
Yeah, maybe. I remember he had a couple explosions early in the season. And then
everybody goes, I can't believe we went and got Advia, spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Instead of Connect, I knew he would be great. How you feeling now?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like that's probably your guy that you have the ability to build around. His temperament, his versatility, the way that he can impact the game in multiple ways felt very much like that was a guy. So now can we get any consistency around those guys? And getting everybody minutes seems like a decent strategy. Yeah. Now, I tend to be optimistic about sports. I tend to look at it and go, listen, if I could do a better job, I would probably be a lot further down my path of being a general manager. Basically haven't even started. So I do not have the capability to be in a data dissecting position. I do not have the ability to go and run a front office. I'm probably not the guy that you're going to hire for really any job with a professional sports franchise. But what I can see is that the come out of nowhere, we didn't know who this was until we knew who it was. And that's people just not paying attention. So I pay a little bit more attention to that and go, hey, I'm not surprised when you see these guys pop. But the other thing is, you don't know if these teams are going to stay good. The Houston Rockets might very well end up being the Kings, who went up. And what did they do with De'Aaron Fox this year?
They gave him away for nothing.
what are they? What's their game plan for the future? 2 years, 3 years ago, they were the absolute darlings. Yeah. I can't believe they're doing what they're doing. And they are no closer to winning the championship.
And they're back to being the Kings.
So it's we think we know the reason that sports entertains me so much. It's the best unscripted entertainment that exists anywhere. We just flat out do not know. Is Jalen Hurts going to be a good quarterback in the NFL?
No, we don't know.
We definitely know that he's not. No. He doesn't have this, this. Is Brock Purdy, is he going to be any good? Well, he just got paid like he's really good.
Sure. They'll figure it out.
Last pick in the draft, though. I mean, we don't know. And if we knew all the time, we'd stop watching.
Well, if sports really are the best unscripted, or the best part of the sports is unscripted, what if it is scripted? We'll get to that next coming up. A little bit of tinfoil hat time here with Danny and Luke. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with the Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time for a little fun time with audio here with a Danny and Luke edition, as Dusty is... I'm not going to say he's in rehab because last night that he got some messages about that.
Yeah, don't say rehab when they're in rehab. Is that what?
Yeah.
No, is that?
He's going to be so mad. Can we even do that anymore? He's our boss now. Now it's like, oh,
I didn't say anything. I was just asking a question. I didn't say anything specific.
Now
about
I got to go in the office. But it's funny you talk about the unscripted nature of sports, and then we have. Tighten your tinfoil caps, baby, because Shaquille O'Neal is going to take us down a fun little rabbit hole.
I don't know if you heard this story, but in 1992, I think the draft was in June or something, I meet Mr. Stern in March. And he says to me, hey, know who you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to his side. You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot?
No.
He asked me that. Yeah, he did. He asked me that, and I was like, hot. And he smiled and I smiled, and then a couple of days later they had the draft thing, and you know, the top three things, and then Minnesota was number three, I was like, and then Charlotte was number two, and then Orlando, Florida was number one. I was like, I didn't think anything about it, but you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy theories, and you know, there's a lot of situations that could make these things sound good and sound true, like, okay, Dallas gets rid of one of the best players, but oh, we're getting a new one. Ding, 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 ding. So I don't want to use the word conspiracy theory, but it's very interesting how it all played out.
Very interesting indeed, as the following year, the Magic traded the number three overall pick for the number one overall pick, who ended up being Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
You pair with Shaq. Look, whether it's the frozen envelope of the New York Knicks,
sure,
and Patrick Ewing, whether it's a 1 in 66 chance that the Orlando Magic win the draft in 1992 and Shaquille O'Neal in a brand new franchise down in Florida where the NBA was pushing some maybe expansion love.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this, Florida, pretty good market for sports.
Decent little market, yeah. They spend a little bit of money on that. But it is and it's not, too, though. I mean, Miami, when we talked about the mass exodus
from the stadium. Oh, they don't care, but they spend money.
It's Miami, yeah. But in Orlando, in Tampa Bay.
And a brand new expansion franchise.
And all these markets. You've seen ups and downs with all these franchises. Mm-hmm. The expansion one does make more sense. But the other thing about, let's say that is orchestrated by David Stern. Mm-hmm. Let's say the frozen envelope, also orchestrated. I think there's enough people that believe that the Knicks getting the number one
Tim
pick.
Tim Duncan going to the Spurs.
Yeah, but that one I have a harder time believing that you're trying to, the expansion team, you have motivation to do that. Having basketball good in New York, San Antonio as an outpost, having them win something feels like there's less financial
I would
relevance.
Say yes, but with one pushback.
Go ahead.
Have you heard the story about David Robinson winning the scoring title?
Go ahead and tell the story.
What, he scored
73 points
73
or something in the final
in
game
the final
of the season.
Game of the year. And yeah. Who's he going head to head against with that? That was
oh boy, I forget.
Yeah.
God, I can't
was
remember.
It Karl Malone or somebody?
I think that's who it might have been.
But I do remember.
Regardless,
yeah.
I think they're playing the Lakers the end of the season, last game.
Okay.
And I don't want to screw it. I'll say the name.
I've got the internet here, so we'll.
I think it was Robert Horry that was talking about this on
okay.
a podcast. And he hinted at the fact that in the second half, there was a call made basically on behalf of David Stern in the league that some guys were not going to play in the second half.
It was against Shaq.
So yes.
So Shaq head-to-head 1993-94 season, so they're going head-to-head for the...
So it's Robert Horry was talking about it because it was as it pertained to Shaq. That's what it was. But he goes, I was told that a call was made to the league that... I can't remember who the Spurs were playing in the last game of the season, but... that they were told that the Clippers were told that they were not going to play guys in the second half because they wanted David Robinson to win the scoring title.
Okay.
And it's like, you go down the list of things that we've heard about, particularly during the David Stern era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's that in particular. I buy into a lot of those conspiracies.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
because it, because of, you know, what David Stern meant to the NBA was huge. It was going from tape delay to live TV. It's Magic and Bird, and then it's Jordan, the Pistons, and then it's Jordan, and then it's the post-Jordan era, and trying to figure out all the things that, you know, because that was the big deal. Like, the post-Jordan era, everybody talks about, you know, oh, Kobe and Shaq's like, well, there was a period from like 95, 96 on, like after Jordan goes, where you're like, who's it going to be? Yep. And then you have the dress code come out in the early 2000s because you had the Iverson push and everything, the cultural push that came out of Allen Iverson. And meanwhile, you've got the Admiral.
Yeah.
The Naval Academy graduate.
But this is a
clean cut, face of the league. Like, it's what they wanted to still be.
Well, and this is also when Jordan's on hiatus, right? This is the season where it's 93, 94 when he came back, because they won it in 95 and... No.
They won it the 96, 97, 98 was the last.
Yeah. So this would have been the first year that Jordan was gone. So this is a season that he missed the entire season. Yeah. But this is well before Iverson.
I was saying just the different marks of the David Stern era.
Here's the thing. You can always talk yourself into these stories because they're scintillating. It always seems a little bit larger than life when you have like these stories. Let's say all of these are true. Outside of the Tim Duncan one, which if the whole idea is that you're going to be as successful as you are, that's the only team that won a championship out of those three. The Shaq led, they made it to one, but they made it to one with Orlando, and the Knicks made it to one.
That Magic team knocked off Michael Jordan. For everybody,
number 45, Michael Jordan.
Everybody talks about Michael Jordan, 6-for-6, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He got knocked off the podium by Shaq and the Magic.
You know how many games worse the Bulls were after the first year he was out?
Yeah.
One. That team around Michael Jordan
turns out Scottie Pippen was
fairly good. But the Knicks do make it to their one championship to get to play against the Rockets. But one of the things that I've always looked back at the NBA and always got me, if you're going to orchestrate something, if you wanted to see a matchup, how come the Bulls never got to play the Rockets? If we're playing the game of let's build these rivalries, you have Hakeem Olajuwon, who wins the two championships in the Michael Jordan void. You know, there's so many things that could have been done. I guess if the puppet strings are taut enough that you can go and just manipulate all of these things, how come we kept missing these things that could have would have been so great?
Too direct a line. It's too clean cut.
But see, this feels. I'm telling you right now,
if the Boston Celtics get a top three pick in next year's NBA draft, I'm just wearing a tinfoil hat.
You can very easily try on the tinfoil hat, but again, then it's
I've got one.
It's so easy to turn off.
Sprague and I, literally wrapped a snapback hat in tinfoil.
The ones that don't happen are so quickly dismissed, and the ones that did happen so quickly embraced. Going up to a guy and
the thing we can point
question.
To, we can slap, because all of these things are all conjecture and fun and scintillating like you talk about, but we have Tim Donaghy and we can slap it on the wall.
Yeah.
That's why. If we didn't have the one string that we could absolutely unequivocally pull and go, no, this was fixed.
But that wasn't fixed by the league. You don't think it was one rogue actor, or he was the fall guy?
Well, does the NBA want Sacramento to win a title?
You know what? I think if you are a league that's looking at who's won titles, Denver is a bigger market, I realize, than Sacramento. Phoenix would have been a great market to win when you had Steve Nash. San Antonio and Sacramento might be the closest two markets in size. They won five, and you're telling me What was the benefit of San Antonio getting Tim Duncan? This is one I've never heard a good answer for.
It's the favor being repaid. The Spurs are the favored son. You have to have one. Here's the thing. For every conspiracy, you have to have one bit of plausible deniability. what other small market team has consistently come up on the plus side of so many franchise-altering transactions more than the Spurs?
I mean, take out the Tim Duncan and the David Robinson drafts. I mean, give me the list. I know we have Wemby now, but you know, you're not trying to tell me honestly that you thought that was fixed.
How about Kawhi Leonard?
One championship, and he's gone. But he wasn't drafted by them.
Oh yeah, he was drafted by the Spurs.
He was at the Pacers. Well,
technically drafted by the Pacers, but it was a draft day trade for George Hill.
Yeah. But they didn't draft him. And it's not like he was the number one guy. Nobody knew Kawhi Leonard was going to be good as he was.
Just so many things have worked out for the Spurs. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
and if you're talking about, look, as much as I hate the whole, like, oh, the basketball's better for, you know, when the Knicks are good. It's like, no, it's not. The NBA's been great when the Knicks weren't good.
Yeah, but it's also great when they are good.
Like, it's great when you're talking about the business side of things. What I'm saying is it's better for the league when the Lakers are better. The Lakers, they're the biggest brand of basketball. Shut up, Boston.
They are by far the biggest brand. Yeah. There's a heat map that shows like the color swatch of where people are. Anybody in between NBA cities is rooting for the Lakers. I think that's pretty obvious. Unless you're in the Northeast, then that's all green.
Yeah, but that part of it. And like, look, do I think that the lottery was fixed for the Dallas Mavericks? If you put a gun to my head, no.
Yeah.
Do I want to believe it was? Yeah.
Sure. That's, again, it's scintillating. It's fun. They're having these conspiracy theories.
But do I
theories.
Believe that Shaq was probably... There might have been some things that were done there?
But also, can you find any innocence in a question of going, would you rather play in cold weather or warm weather? It's instead of going out and directly going, how do you think you'd look in a...
Magic jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. So it's...
I'm just saying.
It's indirect. And if it happened that he said that and he got drafted by Minnesota, Minnesota wins that draft, you know, and he asked Johnny Flynn the same question and then they end up drafting him in Minnesota.
Yeah.
If it, you can remember, very easily see it being innocent if it doesn't go, but that story never gets brought up.
Yeah,
Shaq doesn't the connections don't mean anything it doesn't go.
I'm with you. It's fun.
You can talk yourself into it. I'm with you. But the one that gets
if the Celtics end up top three, I'm fully buying it.
But the Spurs again, I have a hard
plausible
time.
Deniability that or RC Buford has like all of the files on Scott Foster.
Did you genuinely think at any point that Tim Duncan would be as impactful to the league?
I mean, he was him.
But he was also so dull.
Which makes him a perfect Spur. But also, we were off air on Friday. I can't remember what Dusty asked me a question. I pulled up Tim Duncan's like first 8 years in basketball. He averaged 23, like 13, 3-3. Yeah. 3 blocks, 3 assists. Yep. And I was looking at his rookie year. His rookie year, he averaged like 21, 13, 3-3. Yeah. And you got to remember, he's doing that alongside David Robinson.
Well, exactly.
Like that's he was still that productive alongside one of the most impactful big men we've ever seen. Tim Duncan's. I was trying to look through it. Like you have Wilt's rookie year, which a different NBA and his impact in the modern NBA. I think Tim Duncan is the best rookie we've ever seen.
I mean, you may be right. I'm trying to think of what years we saw, like Derrick Rose's emergence
Blake
and how
Griffin,
quickly he was
wasn't
so
a rookie
good.
Year.
Yeah, it wasn't a rookie year, but there's some guys that can come in absolutely take things by storm.
Yeah,
did it or did it not feel like a conspiracy?
Derrick Rose is a perfect one. Derrick Rose going to Chicago when they weren't supposed to win that lottery.
Okay,
it was just a Chicago kid going to an organization that has been in the dumps since Michael Jordan left.
Things that feel right don't necessarily have ulterior motives. Did it feel like a conspiracy when the Warriors won the lottery?
When did they win the lottery?
With Wiseman?
Wiseman was two, was that, wasn't he?
Was he? Now I got to pull it up.
I thought Wiseman was the number one.
So did I. So well, that's why I said it, obviously. But yeah,
I thought it was two.
Well, let's go ahead. We have internet.
My brain is not working right now.
You know what? That happens. You get in a room with me, and you know it's gonna get you a little overwhelmed. I totally understand that. Why is
this number two overall pick?
Yeah, because he's the Ant Edwards draft, right? Yeah, 2020.
But do we still not feel like that was a little like you lose Steph and do all that? Did that not feel pretty blessed?
I mean,
wouldn't have taken Ant.
I mean, yes, but well, they've actually said Steve Kerr said he wouldn't have drafted Ant.
He would not have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Which way do they go? Do they go LaMelo? Do they go, that whole thing is
but
always
the, them them getting all those injuries and jumping to the top of the draft feels very much like what happened. Robinson gets hurt, and then the Spurs end up because they had good odds for the number one overall pick there. It wasn't so.
Let's go through some other sliding doors. We already have some odds out for a potential divisive player that might be on the Portland Trailblazers list, according to One Sportsbook. We'll end up today's show here on that. And Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. As we're up to today's show, apparently the folks at the fine establishments in the desert are trying to trigger me on a level that I just don't. I don't think is very fun or fair or any part of that. The Russell Westbrook sweepstakes is currently underway as the team most likely to land Russell Westbrook per Bovada. Brooklyn Nets +600, the Hawks +700, tied with the Magic, tied for third. The Utah Jazz. And the Portland Trailblazers.
How much money is he going to make next year?
It's a vet min.
Yeah. So,
I mean, do the Blazers need another non-shooting guard who is turnover prone?
Well, I mean, you did just show me the picture in the break of Scoot Henderson just smiling ear to ear in because his idol swiped him and dunked on him.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put the plan in motion where if you want to be the next Russell Westbrook, who better to learn from than the Russell Westbrook? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm good on that experience.
Russ point two. Let's get Scoot out there. They can train together. Maybe they can be roommates. They can do a buddy comedy. They can do a whole thing. We can catch them running around town together and just hanging out.
Doesn't that sound fun? This is my own personal hell.
What?
I went through this once with Carmelo Anthony. I don't want any more washed Hall of Famers.
Wow.
Hard pass.
I mean, veterans minimum.
I don't care. I don't care.
What's his relationship with Chauncey Billups? What's sparking this?
There's a Denver tie now.
I mean, this just feels like win-win. And you get a guy that just has a constant sneering scowl on his face. Nah. Who's better root for than that guy?
Well, constant sneering scowl. That's Dusty Harrell. He'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. I think he's back tomorrow. He's back tomorrow, right?
As far as I know. I've not heard otherwise.
Yes. Well, yeah, here we go. We'll figure that out. Luke, thanks for stepping in for Dusty today. I appreciate you.
Yeah, this was a ton of fun. Thanks. Thank you, Rust.
There you go. And we got 4 hours power coming from their mouths to your ears. It is a Nemec, Souk, and Buck edition. Rapa, as I believe, with GPS tracking him back from Salina, as it
were. There
you go. I think he's somewhere over the Big Sky country, or he could be back. I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go. Thanks for listening. You've got Isaac Souk up next with Minus Isaac. Thank you for listening. Take care. Talk soon. Bye. All you've got is like this thing, like reaching up underneath you, kind of cupping you. Hoop Summit.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.